Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Left me alone, I grew up amongst dying breed. In fact, my mind couldn't find a place to rest until I got the thug life tatted on my chest. You want to last, be the first to blast, remember Cato. Call in the sirens.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I like you were doing the hype man version of the rap. Always sings the second line or the second part of the line. That's every rapper on stage, every time I've ever seen a show.
I could be that guy.
There's always been the other guy that doubles up on the second line.
Yep.
The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Those are Mark's Jewelers, minutes from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Jalen run more down the stretch to help the offense, or should they save it for the playoffs? Run more now or save it. So I say run more now. I want 8 or 10 rushes a game. What do you think the poll is at? Run more now or save it?
Well, I think it's going to be somewhere around 55-45 split. I'll go with save it.
So it is 63% run it more now.
Wow.
People are a little desperate. Well, wait till they hear the fact that I said run it now, and then it'll flip around. When Max, the new video guy, puts the clip out,
right,
I'll get
it. Realize it's you to say it.
Yeah, imagine agreeing with this guy. We'll get plenty of that. Jack, what do you think, Jackie Football?
So I think what they're doing is smart. I would save it for the playoffs. It doesn't matter right now. Like, they could have, they're going to make the playoffs. They're 8-3. They're not going to lose out. I mean, they're going to be okay. I think I saw a little bit of an overreaction from you by now. And if you save it for the playoffs, you don't have the unscouted looks in those games. So you got to start thinking about the big picture, Spike, rather than being so pigeonholed in the right now.
Wow.
You got to win a football game on Friday. And then we got to win another football game.
They're
and then
gonna,
we got to win
well,
another
runs,
football game.
He runs
game.
When needed. Well, he should have ran Sunday.
Well, yes, on the third and two.
We need it now.
But he had some big runs on Sunday.
I mean, he had
the touchdown run that was not Tush Bush. It was a real touchdown. And then he had the one late in the game where he navigated and weaved his way through.
Best the offense has looked all year, aside from the Giants game when everything was working, I sort of throw that one out because we're never going to be able to run the ball like that again, was until the Lightning happened in the Dallas game. And he was running all over the place. He was running and throwing and running and throwing.
But it's not sustainable. He can't run like that all the time. He's gotten hurt every single year. So I know we can do like, well, whatever. Like if he dies,
there's
he dies.
There's only 6 games left.
Yeah, but so what? So then they can't survive for the rest of the year and then show it more in the playoffs when the games actually matter?
Yeah, you don't want him injured before the playoffs.
Come on, Spike.
This
is
going to healthy.
They don't fix this. This is going to unravel. Everyone's
how about
like,
they fix it?
Fix it by having him run. They need to add something.
No, fix it by blocking better.
Good luck. 215-592-9494. Eric in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Eric?
Spike, what's up? Hold on, let me take you off. There we go.
There it is. What's up, Eric? What's up, Eric?
What's up, E?
My first time calling there, so give me a little grace.
Okay. Give you about 10 seconds of grace. Okay.
10 seconds. That's all. I only need 5.
Okay. Like, all right.
Now, as far as Jalen running, no, I don't need him to run more. Unless it's like a scramble situation, I'd rather him use his instincts as it relates to running, opposed to them just having him run a whole bunch of design runs. Doesn't make sense. And you got a multi-million-dollar running back who's, at one point in time last year, to be quite frank, was the best running back in the league. league. So why burn his legs out? You know what I mean, Jalen? Why burn his legs out when you got a back to do that? It makes no sense.
Because it's not working with the back. and quite honestly, when you do a quarterback run, that is a different look. I mean, that is there's a reason it succeeds to a certain extent in a different way than running back runs do, is because when running back runs do, they don't think that the running back's going to pass the ball. The reason those Jalen draws always seem to work. They almost always seem to work. And I just...
He also got concussed on one of those plays last year.
Yeah, he did. A broken collarbone or clavicle, whatever. You know,
he can get concussed on any play. He can get concussed on any play.
Yeah, but you're more... You're subjecting him to it more when you design more run plays for him.
I agree that you're subjecting it to a more excuse me, more, but I also think... Jack, don't make that face. I also think you're going to have a more successful offense. Like, with more risk, I think, comes more reward. Don't. You know, both of you. You can do the show without me. You can do the show without me.
For 4 months, yeah.
It's the luck of the draw either way. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, what you going to do, man? But what I don't like, honestly, is the panic, man. Like Spike, I'm going to speak directly to you, Spike.
Okay.
Before a game was even played, how many wins did you have in that?
I think I had them at 10 or 11 wins. I can't remember.
Okay, so just with the beginning of the season, the wins that they had, they exceeded your expectations right then and there, correct?
Well, the season's not over. I have news for you.
Them
winning 11 games is not off the, you know, we have, Chicago's a good team, Buffalo's a good team, and would you be shocked Chargers are a good team. Would you be shocked if they lost one of the Commanders games? I don't think they will, but I wouldn't be shocked.
It's football.
So they could win 11 games, and I could be right on the money. What I thought this year, I thought this was going to be a typical Super Bowl hangover year, is what it looks like to me. And that is what it looks like. Everybody's beat up. Nobody likes each other. You know, that's what it feels like.
All right, but look, let me ask you this. I know Ike is more of a boxing fan than you.
Oh, and, yeah. All right, I'll let you guys. Okay. I'll let you guys.
This is how I look at football. Football to me, well, just life in general to me is about is a fight. You know what I mean? I'd rather watch a good fight opposed to a knockout every fight. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was a point in time when I was growing up, I'm in my 40s, right?
Mm-hmm.
We used to sit around, everybody chipping money bodies, Mike Tyson fight, and he knocked the guy out in the first round. You kind of got tired of that. You know what I mean? You want to see a whole 10-round, 12-round bout.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind these guys winning and losing games by, you know what I mean, a margin of 2-3. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't bother me. Long as it's a win, I'm cool. I'd rather watch the fight. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Listen, you know, as long as you got the heart for that to withstand the anxiety that comes with will they win or lose, you know. Yeah, having those close games. But no, listen, I agree, but I also understand where there are some opponents where you're saying, I shouldn't have to sweat this game out. This should be a game that we should clearly dominate.
Well, and you're talking about injuries.
You get a couple of those games every year also.
You talk about injuries. If you're in every game that you're in the fourth quarter, that is down to
highly intense.
Yeah, that's more reps. It's more.
Yeah.
Eric, give us a famous duo today for the Eagles, the black Eagles hoodie from the Eagles Pro Shop.
Okay, cool. My duo is kind of, actually it's a trio, but it's kind of interchangeable. So does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Go ahead.
All right, well, I'll give you three names. You can, they're interchangeable. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci.
That's a trio.
Eric. I know it's your first call, but
it's not even a duo.
No.
It's like asking how many faces are on Mount Rushmore.
Well, you just named three actors.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's a quartet, and they all go together. I can understand that. Those are just favorite actors.
Yeah, they all happen to be in. They were all in Goodfellas.
Yeah, not a trio.
No, he even said Pacino. Yeah, I was trying to.
Were they all in The Irishman together?
Yeah, they were.
They were in The Irishman. Yeah. Yes,
which
I've never seen.
Well, it wasn't very
like
good.
4 hours long.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's why I didn't even bother watching it.
Too fake.
Well, it is too fake. So we did the Jordan Mailata show last night, as we usually do. You had Landon Dickerson. Good week to have the offensive lineman on. And Jordan had something to say about all the heat on Kevin Petullo right now. Here's what he had to say.
You bring up Petullo a lot, unprompted.
I just think he cops a lot of slack for no reason. You know, I thought he put us in. I thought KP put us in positions multiple times to win that game. And what did we do as players? Not execute and penalties. So you can say all you want, fire KP, da da da. You got to put some blame on us players because we're out there playing. We're the ones who are crapping all over the place.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Was after your riveting discussion on if he could say crap on the radio.
Yeah, Jordan learned he couldn't say the S word, but he could say crap, so he said
there
a lot.
There you go.
I think it is valiant what Jordan's trying to do. I do think the Petullo stuff, while fair, is overblown to an extent.
Okay.
But, Jordan, I got news for you. You're getting heat. You're all getting heat.
Yeah.
You know, when the offense isn't performing, the offensive coordinator is going to get heat. It's hard to avoid.
It really doesn't matter because the only way that he can be validated as a play caller is the success of the offense. It's not about it being his fault that it's not working. He's the one who's being held responsible because that's his job title. Yeah. Just like Nick Sirianni as the head coach. And I understand you're going to defend him. I don't have a problem with KP. I wanted him to be the offensive coordinator. I don't think he should be fired because the last thing I want to do is change another offensive coordinator for Jalen. And I understand the offense is stagnant right now, but unless you're telling me that you're throwing your hands up and just moving on from Jalen and you're going to bring KP back, my thing is you try to get through this season, get the most out of the situation that you can, and then you hope for better moving forward, hoping for the continuity and stability brings out a better product even moving forward. You know, Jalen's talked about other units on the team benefiting from having the same coach year after year after year. I don't see where changing the coordinator again benefits him. So unless you're moving on from him and you bring, you know what I mean? I just don't get that. I would keep the marriage together. We're here. We're going to try to find reasons as to why they aren't succeeding because that's what we do. The players, instead of trying to defend everything, just accept responsibility and accountability and get it fixed.
Play better.
Yeah, like that's what you need to do. This idea of worrying about it's not my fault or it's not his fault or this. How about it's all of our fault? We're all working to try to get this thing fixed. That's what I know. We all still are on the same page with the same goals in mind, and that's what we're working for. We're trying to get it fixed.
Well, and to an extent, if you guys are playing well and the offense is good, Kevin Petullo is going to get credit even though he's not the one playing.
Yep.
So he's not the one playing when you're playing bad and having playoffs. He's not the one playing when you're playing good. And he's going to get credit or blame.
It comes along with it.
Either way. Now, I agree with you.
Kellen Moore got hired because of a run game?
Right.
He's not running the ball in New Orleans.
It's certainly not what he wanted to do.
He wants
here
to throw the ball. Yeah. But he got hired because of the team had success.
Yeah.
Meaning that he got credit.
Yes.
For the team's success. So to your point, he's going to get the credit when the team plays well. He's going to have to get the blame when the offense isn't performing well.
Absolutely.
It just is. Yeah, it goes along with the territory.
If you want him to stop getting blamed, stop having stupid penalties. I don't know what to tell you.
I totally agree. That's a great point. Yes. Right. If you want to protect him, then pay attention to detail and let's not have a bunch of penalties.
You know the one block you keep talking about being away? Get a bunch of mail.
Get to that block.
Yeah, why don't everybody just do the block? And then we'll leave Kevin Petula alone.
How'd you do it last year where you're all in sync?
Yeah.
And then this year, why? I know it sounds simplistic, but holy cow.
Yeah. Yep.
If it's just one block or like being on the same page, then get on the same page.
Yeah. Everybody call each other, say, hey, are we on the same page? We are now. Okay, move forward.
Lock in.
Yeah, lock in. 215-592-9494. Ike.
Yes, let's talk about my friends at Mark's Jewelers. The holidays are almost here, and that means engagement season. At Mark's Jewelers, they've seen it all. Nervous proposals, happy tears, and lifelong memories. And that's why the team at Mark's Jewelers, they love what they do. At Mark's, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Mark's is all about. Visit Mark's Jewelers today at their Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
All right, 215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's up, Spike?
What's up, Shy?
So, first of all, before I start, to be fair, they did drop over 20 points. So you told me to call in yesterday after they dropped more than 20 points, so that's what I'm doing. As far as Jalen running the ball, I mean, I think we all know it's going to take a hell of
a lot. Time out. I remembered your call. You said that if they score more than 20 points, they're going to win.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
I'm serious. I don't remember that part.
That's what you said. Yeah, that's
I probably
what you
did say it. I'm senile.
Yeah. Okay.
But as far as Jalen running the football, I don't. It's going to take a hell of a lot more than him using his legs. What, 7 times a game, 6 times a game? I understand it opens up the passing game. That's obviously clear as day. But this team can't run the football. I think that's the biggest problem. You're giving teams too much time throwing the ball on the clock than running the football, and they're not doing that. I'd like to see them run the ball to Tank Bigsby more.
That's what I want them to do. I think we would all like to see that. I think the more Tank Bigsby gets, he's probably not going to run the ball nine yards a game.
Yeah.
Were you one of the people? I want you to be honest, Shy. Were you one of the people last year who told me that one of the things I didn't appreciate about Jalen is that one of the reasons Saquon was so successful running the ball is because Jalen also was a threat to run the ball. Did you say that last year?
I mean, maybe.
Right.
I mean, my opinion's changed.
Why has your opinion changed?
Right now.
Because he's not running the ball now, and we can't run the ball.
I don't think that's going to change anything. I don't think that's going to allow us to win games by 2 touchdown differentials.
How about just outgain the opponent?
Damn sure ain't gonna make AJ happy.
But that's what we've been doing all year, right? we've been winning games. We're 8-3.
Oh my God!
So what is it?
You know, did you think there was a major difference between how the Eagles played on Sunday and how they've played every other game? A major difference, and the season as a whole. Don't pick out one or the other. The season as a whole. Did that Eagles team on Sunday? Because Nick Sirianni said yesterday we had all these penalties, and that is not. You know, that's not like us. They are 6th in the NFL in penalties per game. It's exactly like you.
I think that's exactly how they've been playing all year. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And they just lost to the Cowboys playing that way, and the Cowboys stink. They stink.
That's not what you said on Friday.
I didn't say the Cowboys were any good.
No, you said that this is a different defense. That this is a different Dallas defense.
It's not what I said. It's what Baldy said. It's not what I said. I don't even watch the Cowboys. It's not what I said. It's what Baldy said. I did not say that. Baldy said it's a different defense, not me. If you think I'm watching tape on the Cowboys, I'm not. Shy, give us your duo real quick.
All right. Well, I got one more thing. I got one more quick thing.
Jeez. Okay.
All right. I know you're tired of it.
I'm not tired. I love you, Shy.
Love you guys, too. But what's it called? I feel like that the finger needs to be pointed at Howie Roseman more. You have Xavier Gibson still returning punts. And you have Britton Covey, who I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, is still on the practice squad.
He is.
So what was the thinking? And the same with Mekhi Becton. That should have been the first guy you re-signed. But I digress. Well, nothing we can do about it now.
Yeah, I said that too. And I don't think, you could correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Britton Covey returning kicks instead of Xavier Gibson, that would be a coaching decision, not Howie's decision.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Howie cares that much.
I don't think Howie is involved in those type of decisions.
No.
I think you sort of leave that up to the coaches. But, they brought Gibson over here because they thought he would upgrade them at that position. He's been more
dynamic than
Covey. Well, and here's the other thing. He's like a lot of these guys that are punt returners who play offense and don't get the ball that frequently. He wants to try to return the ball every time it's kicked to him.
Yeah.
He's had some other kicks throughout the year where it's made me a little nervous where, you know, nothing, he didn't fumble the ball, but it's a play where I thought he should have fair caught it. He didn't, and he returned it, and he returned it in traffic because he's trying to do something. He's trying to make something happen, and that's always dangerous.
Well, that is a me, not us.
Yeah.
All right, Shai, give us a great duo.
Bobby Bacala and Junior Soprano.
You guys are going to have to tell me if that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a duo, I guess. Fritzy, is that a duo?
Just two people.
Bobby Bacala took care of Uncle June.
Yeah. You know what a duo is. It's not just two people.
The show's not based. Like, it's not
You know what a duo is. Tom and Jerry's a duo. Kobe and Shaq's a duo. Even though I didn't watch X-Files, I know Mulder and Scully are a duo because everybody says Mulder and Scully. It's not just two people that were in the movie or in the show.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
A duo's a duo. What are we talking about here? It's not that hard. We had a guy give us a trio.
But if I went, if I were to say, and I'm taking one off the table here. I'm sorry, delegation. But if I were to say Stringer Bell and Avon Barksdale from The Wire.
So I only watched two episodes of The Wire. You guys are going to have to judge.
Is that a duo?
I don't know. What do you guys think? I didn't watch the show.
They were a duo in the series.
In the early stages?
Yeah, in the first 3 years of the series, you know, Avon was the head guy, and Stringer Bell was the lieutenant. But they were a duo of that criminal empire.
It's more of a duo than Bobby Bacala and Uncle June, I think.
But they certainly played a bigger role in that series.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Neither are great answers. It's a duo.
Yeah.
We all know what a duo is.
Yeah. Come on.
All right.
Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP.
Well, if you want to go from that show, it's Bunk and what's his face?
Freeman.
Yeah, no, Bunk and...
No.
You don't think so?
No, because Bunk never had a steady partner. Jimmy was his partner sometimes.
Yeah, but I think that those two kind of work together. I don't know. All right, next. All right.
Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
All I can say is the last two callers, man, they must got already got black hoodies with those hands.
I know. It's unbelievable. And I want to clear up, Derek, just so we're clear. I never said this is a different Dallas defense. I have no idea. It is clearly what Baldy said. Anyway, continue, Derek.
So listen. The thing with the running, you know that one play that when Jalen like sprints out and he like galloped a little bit and then he goes down, right? You remember that play again?
Yeah.
He does that sometimes. He'll like roll out. I just never understood, like, I could see if you got Smitty on that side and you want to like keep him as a blocker or whatever, but why not give him an option to throw on that though? Just for him to just sprint right and hope you catch the defense slacking like that, and then for him to just, you know, buckle down after getting a half a yard, that's like a waste of run right there. I don't know. They just
that play always stands out
when they run that.
The problem
There's
with
no
that
more
is
option they could put on that.
Well, the problem with that play is, and I know what you're saying. When he's running that, if it's not there, it's either his decision or they're coaching him to just get down because he's naked over there. There's nobody over there to protect him, and he can't outrun everybody around that corner. So there's no sense of taking on 2 to 3 tacklers over there to get 1 or 2 yards. So I would rather him go down in that situation myself.
Wouldn't the reasoning for them doing that, because if there are fewer options for him if there's no receiver there, then there's no cornerback or safety to tackle him.
Yep.
So I think the idea is to get him out there with fewer defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I got a good answer. Look, I'm gonna tell you a funny, the WIP callers, I feel like some people do have distinctful voices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I do, right? Because I was at the Wawa, it was a little while ago, and I put some trash in the trash can. You know, cops hang out at Wawa, right?
So I put my trash in the trash can. I'm like, hey, how you doing or whatever. So then I go in the Wawa. I look behind me, the cop right behind me, right? I'm like, turn around. He like, are you Derek from Paoli? I'm like, but for a second, I'm like, man, what did I do that quick for this cop to be on my heels? And he just recognized my voice from me calling the radio every day. I thought that was kind of funny.
Man. That's cool,
yeah,
man.
Well, listen, a lot of our police officers out there, shout out to them. They're in their patrol cars. Yeah, they're in their patrol cars and they're listening. Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are.
All right, my duo I'm going to go with George and Wheezy, man.
George and Wheezy is a duo.
Okay, yeah,
that is
there
a good
go.
One.
George and Wheezy.
George and Wheezy is a good one.
Yes.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Uh-oh. Jack doesn't like it because
I have no idea who they are.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know
the
who they
Jeffersons.
Are. Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Is that the spaceship one?
Oh, that's come the on. Jetsons.
Bang.
What was George Jetson's boss name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Spacely Rocket.
Spacely?
Spacely?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. The Jetsons were a good show.
That was a good show. Yeah, absolutely. Good show. So was the Jeffersons.
Meet George Jetson.
His boy, Elroy.
His wife, Judy.
Yeah,
what's the daughter name?
His wife? Daughter. Are you sure it's not
wife
daughter
Judy?
Judy?
Or daughter Judy?
I think it might have been daughter Judy.
Okay.
Here we are. It took us 251.
Well,
yeah. 215-592-9494.
These are my favorites because I know I'm going to get something mixed up.
Yes,
with
absolutely.
These.
Yes. And then you get the tweets that you get to see during the commercial break. 215-592-9494. It is Tuesday, so Elliot Shore Parks is in next. We'll find out his opinion on Jalen running the ball more. We will get to his rewatch on Jalen, in which he gave him a D. A D. And
it's called
out.
A big dose of D.
Correct. And then find out if what the Eagles are going to do at safety and cornerback.
Daughter
Friday.
Is Judy. Jane is the wife.
Jane's the wife.
Yes.
There you go. You know why?
Is it the Brady Bunch?
You know why I thought?
The Jetsons, man.
The Jetsons. I thought Judy wasn't the wife because I remember it being, bah, his wife. Like a one syllable
Jane,
word.
His wife.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, Elliot's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. Now, it's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group build and add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use to build their own. So grab your crew, start your build, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.